As the COVID-19 pandemic raged in early 2020, U.S. immigration courts shut down. Many of the 38,000 migrants held in federal detention centers at the time had their court dates canceled, with no indication how long they'd be waiting. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is not required by law to detain people with pending cases. But even with the threat of transmission of the virus, most remained in detention. By the end of May 2020, ICE had only tested about 10% of all detainees, but more than half of those tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, a new documentary called The Facility, which is shortlisted for an Academy Award, shows the conditions inside one detention center during the pandemic. NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano has more.
In 2020, investigative journalist Seth Fried Wessler used a pay-per-minute video call app to make contact with dozens of immigrants detained inside the Erwin County Private Detention Center in Ocilla, Georgia. They were waiting for court dates to learn whether or not they could stay in the country, and the COVID-19 pandemic had begun.
How are you thinking about what's happening out here, this coronavirus thing?
Everybody is here under a lot of stress. We see what's happening outside, how fast it's been moving. Once it gets in here, we all are at risk.
I began having these conversations intending to write print stories. I wrote a series of stories, including for the New York Times Magazine, about what was happening in Erwin County Detention Center and in ICE detention in general during the early months of the pandemic. It struck me that there was this visual world that was emerging that I couldn't really articulate in writing, I think, as effectively as I realized I might be able to through film. And so I began to record all of these calls, with their permission, of course, on my desktop.
They are not practicing it, which is the social distance, the 6 feet. With 32 people in here, there's no way we're going to practice that.
You've covered detention centers pretty extensively. Having this access, this inside view, how was that different in your experience?
You know, I've been reporting on ICE and immigration enforcement for years, and I think the level of fear that people who were detained inside of ICE detention centers were articulating is like nothing I've ever seen before, because people were being provided no information about what the virus, what this pandemic was, and meanwhile, offered no protections. Detained people were not masked, and guards weren't masking. And so I was watching a place that could not possibly have been safe.
Wessler used his recordings to make a film called The Facility, a production of the documentary website Fields of Vision, in partnership with the nonprofit newsroom Type Investigations. The film follows the stories of two detainees, Andrea Manrique and Nelson Barahona Marriaga, who were inside Erwin County during the pandemic.
My father is a citizen. My wife is a citizen. My son has been born here. My mom is a legal resident. I've been here for 20 years. So what is the point of ICE having me here for?
Marriaga flew to the U.S. from Honduras in 1999 on a tourist visa and never left. In November of 2019, he was detained by ICE and placed inside Erwin County, where he claims conditions were unsanitary and guards demeaned migrants and casually ignored their medical concerns. He was released by ICE in November without explanation, he says, and is now waiting for a response to his green card application.
This country, the government is willing to go and fight wars overseas, you know, to defend people's rights. But here, United States, human rights are being violated, you know. The truth is that without the pandemic, it was a horrible place. You wasn't treated like a human being, you know.
Erwin County held a daily average of 754 migrants in 2020. ICE reports a total of 146 people there tested positive for COVID-19 since it began testing in February of that year. A coalition of immigrant rights advocates in Georgia say the number could be much higher due to what they call a lack of routine testing and reporting at the facility. In the documentary, Marriaga and Manrique are shown participating in a hunger strike inside Erwin County, demanding better protections, including mask requirements, and a promise to stop bringing in new detainees. Manrique, seen here speaking to her lawyer, helped make a protest video that went viral.
No tengo derecho a llamadas, no tengo derecho a salir de la celda, no tengo derecho a comisaria y tengo que estar aislada.
The film alleges retaliation for the protests by the facility staff in the form of physical abuse and solitary confinement. The same day Mariaga was released, Manrique says she was also released without explanation. She spoke with me via Zoom from Los Angeles, California.
I came to this country to ask for refuge and to be protected, but I felt even more threatened here. I said, they don't value my life here either. My life is worth nothing here as well. And that was hard for me to believe.
Manrique is still waiting for her day in immigration court to argue her asylum case after spending 26 months in detention, 19 of them inside Irwin County.
El ver este documental es abrir un poco los ojos.
Seeing this documentary will open your eyes, and my intention by participating in it and allowing this to come out to the world is to show a reality that is affecting many people, thousands of people, whose lives are being changed for good. Before, we were people in crisis with problems, and today, we have many more problems and more emotional scars.
In May, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas ordered ICE to discontinue the use of Irwin County Detention Center, saying DHS facilities and the treatment of individuals in those facilities will be held to our health and safety standards. Where we discover they fall short, we will continue to take action. The announcement came after a nurse whistleblower there alleged medical abuses, including unnecessary gynecological procedures on detained immigrant women, which prompted a federal investigation that is ongoing. Journalist Seth Fried Wessler hopes the documentary will shed new light on ICE and its policy of detaining immigrants.
Nearly nobody who's in ICE detention has to be detained as a matter of law. And so during the pandemic, one of the things people who were held inside were saying is, let us proceed with our immigration cases from the safety of our homes. And ICE could have made the decision to do that and chose not to for the most part during the pandemic. And I think part of what I hope this film does is to raise the question about whether it makes sense for ICE detention to be such a central component of the way that immigration enforcement proceeds in the United States